And we're finally on our way.
Well, I never thought bargaining for our lives could be so tiresome.
I told you I could answer any question the Inquisitor of Schramm put to me.
Yeah, but did you have to do it without hesitation, deviation, or repetition?
I like a challenge. Is something the matter, young lady?
There are times when... No, best left unsaid.
Times when what?
When I wish that you were...
Different?
Well,
I think if I have one defining characteristic, it's exactly that. I'm different from everyone. I'm even different from every other me, and who else can say that?
This is, broadly speaking, the sort of thing I wish you were different from.
Oh, I see. Well...
And now I've gone and hurt your feelings.
Not at all. You'd never do that. No, I was just about to go and put the kettle on. I think a nice cup of...
Doctor, what's wrong?
I seem to have lost control. I can't move my legs. Evelyn, stay back. My arm's moving of its own volition. Don't let me harm you.
What can I do? Doctor!
There. We have control of the speech centers and the mouth. That was a particularly difficult battle. Good evening, Dr. Evelyn Smythe. We are Vitex Signorens.
I beg your pardon?
We are an intelligent virus that has infested the doctor and multiplied to the extent of now being able to control him. Still perfectly aware. See? He's blinking at you.
What do you want?
We are a revenge weapon. The doctor caused great irritation to our creators, the grand techs of the Tharsis Acumen.
The Tharsis Acumen?
So they employed an assassin to fire a microscopic dart containing a culture of us into his skin.
What? When did that happen?
We haven't been given that information, and we wouldn't tell you if we had. Over the next 100 days, we'll be gradually shutting down the Doctor's biological systems in such a way as to cause him the maximum possible agony.
That's monstrous!
This is the price for offending against the Tharsis Acumen. We now return control of the Doctor's body, and we will set off towards his kidneys. Good day to you.
Doctor! Doctor, did you hear all that?
Yes. And I can feel that it's true.
We must get you to a hospital.
Oh, the hospital doesn't exist that can treat this condition. I have 100 days to live. Or rather, they've made the mistake of giving me 100 days to save myself.
Here. Let me help you up. Now, who are these Tharsis people?
The Tharsis Acumen are a technocracy, civilization ruled by scientists, and whoever thought that might be a good idea needs their head examining. You should see the bureaucracy. Getting good seats at the opera took decades.
Is that what you tried to do? I mean, is that why they hate you?
No, this is not all because I got annoyed with some bald bean counter at a ticket agency and told him what he could do with his beans. Although I did. This is because I found out the Acumen were experimenting on prisoners. Some of the scientists involved were in the box next to me and I could hear them chattering all through the encores. I got myself thrown into jail. Met some fascinating people, formed a small theatre group, performed Brecht for the governors, excelled as Mother Courage, had drinks with the commandant, did a little fiddling with his desktop computers, and freed the political prisoners into the sewers.
Obviously.
Well, you asked the virus the right question. When and where did I get shot?
You don't know.
My abilities don't stretch to sensing the impact of microscopic darts. Playing microscopic darts, on the other hand, for instance, against the great protozoan champion Ronnie One Cell Amoeboid.
You're making it up.
Yes.
Because you're very scared.
Yes. I must think. The Tharsis acumen only lasted for a few centuries. They never developed time travel, and their influence was limited to one spiral arm of the Milky Way. Now, calculating how long it would take for the virus to infest me, say the last 10 years or so.
Yeah. Well, what do all those numbers mean?
They're all the places within the range of their assassin where I've landed during that time.
That's a lot.
We have 100 days. Yeah, best get moving. Especially since... Oh, dear.
What?
I've just felt a sudden twinge in my kidneys.
So this first past you we're going to see isn't you. Oh, dear. A strict grammarian really should not become a time traveller.
This will be one of those me's that I'm different from. Now, remember, I was in a former incarnation when I attended this particular celebration. The inauguration of the three-bodied lustrousness of the Vix.
How different is this you, exactly?
Well, I don't want to speak ill of him. You should make up your own mind. He's interested in sport, of all things. Terrible dress sense.
I like him already.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
You all right?
Oh, Evelyn! In the next few weeks, you'll doubtless see me subject to all manner of minor moments of weakness. I would much appreciate it if you didn't mention every wince and stumble.
I shall try not to.
I'm sorry. There was no cause for that. I shouldn't be grumpy when there's hardly even any pain.
You know, the other day when I was complaining...
It's forgotten.
I had such an ache in the small of my back from all that time we've been standing in front of the Inquisitor of Shroud.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise.
And you never said that I shouldn't be grumpy at you. You grump as much as you like. Oh, sounds like the party's in full swing. Is that you?
Yes. And those are my companions, Perry and Airymen.
Where?
Oh, just left of, well, me.
Pretty girls.
Possibly.
And you're rather a dashing young man. And so...
What?
Thin.
We agreed we could grumble. I didn't say stick the knife in.
How is it possible for you to be someone else? I mean... Someone with a different personality. When you learn something, when you have life experiences, don't those things make you a particular way?
Yes, as with you. But when one regenerates, one takes those same lessons and sees them from a different angle.
So it's like joining the Brownies.
The ultimate mystery of the Time Lords is like signing on with a girls' junior scout troop. But that's one of the most spectacular similes I have ever heard attempted.
When one joins the Brownies, one's attitude to, say, knitting changes immediately because of the prospect of earning a badge. The same experience, the same skills, seen from a different angle.
Every now and then, you astonish me.
You've got your arm round one of the pretty girls now.
Well, entirely platonically.
What sort of badge were you trying to earn back then?
The All Things to All Men badge.
He seems lovely. Everyone likes him.
Doctor! Just my leg. They wanted to remind me of how old they're making this body. It's easing now. Just a warning shot.
The virus must have realised what we're doing. That we're onto it. Here, come on. Lean on me.
Thanks.
We were talking about you being liked.
Being liked is not the be-all and end-all of what I'm about. I'm about being many different things at once. Continuing in all sorts of different ways. Including especially the unpopular ways. You know as well as I do, what's right is often, well, it's usually the exact opposite of what the majority thinks it is.
He does irk you, doesn't he?
Not him. The way the universe treated him. Being him was like a holiday. very wonderful holiday. Feeling a bit better now. Thank you. I think I can stand on my own 2 feet again. Now, we have to search the crowd for a potential assassin. You go that way, I'll go this. Meet you on the other side.
What if I run into the other you?
I don't remember it happening, so best not to.
I doubt you would have remembered me amongst all the pretty girls.
Oh, if I had met you, I would have remembered.
Seen anyone? What about you?
Oh, I thought I saw something just out of the corner of my eye, but no, it could be a trick of the light.
Is that the assassin?
No, I remember. This is what happened. One of the three bodies of the lustrousness turned out to want all the power. It set up the party as a trap. But I turned the tables. He reacts so quickly, that one of me. He's got a good bunch travelling with him too. Look at that. Erimem's grabbed the sword. She's rallying people, stopping them running.
Brains as well as beauty.
She was such a friend to Perry. That made all the difference in those days. You should have seen the change in her when Erimem arrived. They sparkled in each other's company. Made me very content. A ship of bright young things.
Doctor, I know all this has already happened and it turned out for the best, but...
Yes, they're coming this way. Come on, let's go and see some more of me, quickly.
Sightings of you, no sign of an assassin. And on one of those worlds, we had to hang around for a week while you were painting.
7 whole days.
How are you feeling?
I'm trying to control the pain by meditating, which might be why the virus has given me a very distracting headache.
Oh. Which you are we going to see now?
I'm not sure. I don't remember having been here. Shh, there's someone up ahead. Quick, behind here.
Is that you? The one being held at gunpoint?
The little man in the hat. Yes, I've met him before. He's my next incarnation.
Your next? Well, must be strange to know that.
And I think I can anticipate your next question.
If he's there, then surely you're going to be fine.
No, because time is infinitely changeable, and I could just die. And if I do, he ceases to exist as well. Why are we here? Of course!
Of course what?
Don't you see? The TARDIS must have included all its future landings in the map it gave us.
You mean it knows where it's going to go?
Yeah, apparently. Interesting. And this hugely complicates our task. This can't be where I was shot with the virus. And we're going to have to sort through endless times like this, wasting the precious days I have left.
Can't you remember where you've been?
Where haven't I been? And I think the virus is deliberately damaging my memory cells. They're... Oh, what's the word? Oh, I see. Very funny.
Anyway, there's no point in staying here. Come on. Doctor?
Look at him. So sure of himself. Always a step ahead. Always prepared to do things I'd never do.
Are you sure? He seems a rather jolly man.
Well, it looks as if he's made another family for himself. That's often when I'm happiest.
Oh.
No, present company accepted. Those two. The girl and the boy.
Another dashing young chap. And she looks as though she can hold her own. She seems very grown up for one of your friends. The present company accepted. They look like brother and sister.
Look, he's waiting for them to do something to save the situation. He's teaching them. Unlike him. From what I've heard, he was always blowing up planets, and they call me the aggressive one.
Who call you that?
The audience.
What?
Those who pay attention to my travels.
Are you hallucinating? There are people watching us.
Or listening to us.
Listening?
They say the pictures are better when you're listening. And in the case of Gallifrey and time-space visualizers, that's often literally the case. I'm talking about the Time Lords. Always interested in what I'm getting up to.
I remember your home. All that political intrigue. I found it absolutely fascinating. I wish I could listen in on them. You think this audience of yours could help you?
Look, that doctor's friends, they're distracting the men with the guns. Any minute now. There we go.
With the baseball bat. Doctor, isn't it time?
Yes, we must go. Evelyn?
Yes? What's the matter?
Well, it's just that I'd rather like to see some more me's from the future. Before my 100 days are up, I feel as if they may be the only future I have. That's a bad sign, isn't it?
You aren't going to give up hope. I'm not going to let you. Even if I have to find my own baseball bat. This looks like a bit of a dive.
The American frontier in the 1870s. Within the reach of our assassin.
If it's one of your future selves, we turn on our heels and leave. Agreed?
As we have done on every previous occasion.
Yes, but you've been taking your time turning. Why is it never your first four selves we run into?
Sheer coincidence. There are a lot of stories to be told, you know, with the rest of us.
So, how do we tell which one is you in a room where every man's wearing a frock coat?
I'm the one not carrying a gun.
The one playing poker, you mean? Oh, but there's two of you. The same you.
It happens. If the circumstances are safe, then it can even be fun, especially with a game like that.
You can be pretty sure one won't remember the other's cards. He looks nice.
Will you stop saying that? They're making it sound like you drew the short straw.
I mean, he looks charming, relaxed, as though he has all the time in the world.
Most of us live a long time. There was a time when I thought this incarnation was going to be short and sweet. But then I thought I'd been given the gift of...
Getting old gracefully?
Older. It's good to have mellowed, to have had the chance to explore, to be me.
Stop talking as if it's nearly over.
Indeed, of course. We should go. Those two with him are quite something, aren't they? In those dresses with feathers in their hair. One posh as you like. The other one a bit more mainstream.
What's that in the corner? Doctor, is that the assassin? That thing that looks like... It did. It moved.
It's all right. He knows about it. Both of them. They keep looking over to him. I do believe he must be a companion, too. I've never had a non-humanoid travel with me before. So many differences. Good for him.
Oh, are you all right?
It'll be all right. It must be. I've got to make it all right for all their sakes. How many days has it been?
I'm not keeping count.
Yes, you are.
65. Come on. Come on, if I have to drag you.
Well, there I am. This me. And you with me. Over there on the sand dune, do you remember?
How could I forget? Yes, those dratted sand creatures. Oh.
What's the matter?
I was... just looking at the contrast between that version of you and...
I have become rather pale and strained, haven't I? The virus has taken its toll, I'm afraid.
How are you feeling?
The pain is now really quite extreme. In every joint, in every muscle. And the damage that it must be doing to my internal organs, I really can't describe. So best not to, eh? We must carry on while there's still hope. Now, this is when we helped out that archaeological expedition, isn't it?
The one funded by...
Braxiatel, yes.
Could he help us?
The only thing he'll be good for is being condescending to me. Oh, you know the sort of thing. How could I get myself into such a mess? This is the price I pay for my adventuring, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Brax was always the sensible one. up to his neck in Gallifrey. Then on that planet where he built his collection, he stayed put and looked after his own.
I must say, I didn't like the look of him. Untrustworthy, I thought.
Oh, I don't know about that. Ah, there's the leader of his expedition. What was her name again?
Professor Bernice Summerfield. We had some wonderful chats while you were out searching for those creatures. She drinks like a fish, mind you. Had some very good gin, but no tonic. Relationship issues, which she said she wouldn't talk about. And then did, after having had a few. She's really lived, that girl. She's had adventures for such a long time. Oh, the sun's so bright here, I can hardly make them out.
Now, did you see? Something moving there, in the shadows. Yes, there, definitely.
It is a shadow.
Follow it. Come on.
In there. It went into the cave.
Oh, blast, he's gone. Right in front of us. We were so close. A ripple in the air as he went. A sophisticated camouflage device. Then a teleport to a waiting spacecraft somewhere nearby.
So were you just shot?
No. No, I'm sure he didn't do it this time. He couldn't take a chance with us wearing those long desert robes. One thing about an intelligent virus, it's very expensive to manufacture. The assassin only gets one shot. Let me check something. Yes! He's put a tracer on me. On the old me, I mean. Or the slightly younger one. Wonderful. This narrows it down. We only need to check the planets I visited after this one. How many days left?
16.
Oh, that's plenty of time. Yeah, of course it is. Come on. So, limiting it to only planets after that one, still within the range...
I can't leave very many.
Indeed. It leaves just one. Now...
No!
Doctor!
Oh! No!
No! What? Doctor, that's not you hitting those controls, is it? It's that virus making you do it. Stop! Get away from that console! You must be getting close to you, you foul thing, or you wouldn't be trying to stop us!
Evelyn, thank you. It's me again. It made me sabotage the controls. Sent us... where? Oh, no.
What is it?
Sideways in time. Into the gap between realities. It's like a labyrinth of what might have been. We're going to need help to find our way out of this.
Then let's get out there and find some.
So that's over then. We did it, didn't we? We saved the United Nations.
We stopped that annoying man from deploying his crinoid pods. And now we're getting back to the TARDIS as fast as possible.
All different. The same in a lot of ways. Such a different me. What could be true? Well, at least these other me's will survive, these parallel me's. If things had happened differently... How fascinating they are.
He gave you the dimensional control from his TARDIS so that we could get out of here.
He actually likes his exile. Likes being with the Brigadier and that new version of UNIT.
I think so. They get on and on about their days in Hong Kong.
Ah, talking of days...
One left.
Evelyn?
That's still one. Come on. We must get back to the TARDIS. Doctor, come on! Plug that control box in, start this thing moving, get us back into our own universe. Stand up!
They'll all keep on going. UNIT, Sarah Jane, all those continuing stories. They don't need me.
Yes, they do! Now, come on! You'll come on if I have to drag you.
Satisfied?
Not yet. Not until you've won.
Ah.
this is the place. Oh, that afternoon we spent just flying kites. Look at the pile of them over there. So many different ones the locals wanted us to try.
One of my favourite days. And something bad had to happen on it.
There we are. On the horizon. Oh, Doctor, how are we going to see the assassin? This mass of air, home to so many life forms on this world, but it's so clear. He'll be able to hide perfectly.
What was that? Are my eyes...
No, it's a cloud of steam. Of volcanic smoke. But I don't remember that.
Evelyn, concentrate. Look for a shape.
There! Where? The shadow on that ridge. He's taking aim at you.
Well, he's not going to get the chance. Grab that kite.
What are you going to do?
I'm glad we spent this day learning how to fly them. Watch this. No, you are not in control of my body. You can't stop me.
Doctor, he's about to fire.
Got him.
But, Doctor, he'd already shot you.
Follow me. You've got me. But look at you over there, on the way back to your TARDIS, all unknowing. The virus is already in your system. It was never my intention to stop you shooting me. I'm here to take revenge on my murderer.
What?
But everyone knows you don't kill. The look on my companion's face should tell you that after the 100 days we've just experienced, she knows that when it comes to knowing what I might or might not do, all bets are off. Do you know what this is?
A medical container.
And inside is the very same virus with which you just shot me. Have a good sniff of that.
No! Doctor, you can't.
There. Now he knows what it's like to be me. Just as much as you do, Dr. Smythe. Oh, come on. We're going somewhere I can now die in peace.
I don't believe you did that.
Nor should you. Is he reaching in his backpack?
What?
Look back as if you're concerned for him.
Yes, he's searching for something.
Right. Come on!
Doctor!
Gotcha! Got me! Now, what could it be that you're searching for? Perhaps the thing that every assassin needs if they're trailing their quarry across light years of space? Taking with them something very fragile and very dangerous?
No!
The antidote, I presume? Mine now. No! No, we are dying! We are... Oh, do be quiet. There's nothing more boring than a touch of the sniffles with ideas above its station. Do you know, I feel better already.
But... what about me?
I don't think you have anything to worry about. Does he, Doctor?
Only explaining this to the Tharsis acumen. The vial I cracked open under your nose was empty.
Doctor, every now and then you astonish me.
Thank you.
You really should join the Brownies.
Now, where were we? Ah, I believe you were about to make the tea.
To be exact, you were.
Mm-hmm.
But I shall. After your illness, I think you should have a bit of a sit-down.
Oh, nonsense. I shall race you to the kettle. I'm back to full fitness and entirely capable of being tricked into making tea.
Oh, look who's talking. All that hanging about when we were looking at future versions of you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that entirely to get a credulous expression on my face for the benefit of that assassin?
Oh, as if I could ever plan things with such cleverness. Well, I hope that at the very least, young lady, that you're no longer tired of me being simply me.
I despair, young man, of you being capable of anything else.